Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Brothers, sisters, listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمته وبركاته Welcome to the program مفاتيح الحياة Keys of Life And previously we were looking at children and the emphasis on having children Now, when it comes to children, having children you have to keep in mind one important factor that sadly a lot of parents, a lot of people don't understand. And I can't stress enough the word don't understand. And that is, children, for the love of God, they are not tools, they are not toys, they are not objects, they are not ownership. It is a trust. Amana, something that people don't understand. And you can tell from my tone that I'm really not happy about this because the amount of parents I have to deal with that treat their kids as if they are their own property is shocking. It's just mind-boggling. I can't even describe it. People need to understand that children are nothing but a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave them to me and you, and He said, you are responsible for their upbringing, for their education, for the food they eat, for their safety, for a number of lists Allah said you need to take care of. He gave you the child. Just so you can fulfill your duties when it comes to taking care of it. And once it gets to a certain stage that you've done your job, then you give this amana back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, the hadith says, you know, leave them for 7, teach them for 7, befriend them for 7, and then let them go. If they're good, they're good. If they're bad, they're bad. You've done your job. But yet we see some parents, the way they deal with their kids, the way they bring their children, the way their upbringing works, is that the fact that they just leave them to chance. They just don't care. Or they just use them. Like once they get to a certain age, they start, you know, to work and make money. They just want to make them an ATM, just a cash source. And with their kids, they just bash them around, they push them around, they do whatever they want to do to them, thinking that they own them. It is my child. It is not your child. It is an amana that Allah has given us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ بَنِينًا وَحَفَدًا He created from you, your partners, children, grandchildren. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another chapter in the Quran says, أَمْدَدْكُمْ بِأَنْعَامٍ وَبَنِينَ He's giving you, like, you know, blessings and He's giving you children. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another chapter says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُوَ أَنْفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا Protect yourselves and your family, hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then again, and He goes to say that when it comes to your children, you need to, you know, teach them and educate them and upbringing them. And Allah says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, when it comes to the mu'mineen, when it comes to waqaya, protecting themselves, He says, Wa kana ya'muru ahlahu bis-salati waz-zakat. When it comes to the Prophet, he was asking his family to do prayer, to fast. Wa kana 'inda rabbihi mardiya, and he was blessed by his Lord. So there are requirements. Why? Because it is a trust and an amana. Let us take a break and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح جنان است چه فرون نماز و ثواب داره فرون روزه است
One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرندرخکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. Now, we did say that when a person entrusts you with something, there are rights that need to be upheld towards this trust. If I give you a car, I expect you, you know, as an amount of trust, I expect you to take care of it, to maintain it, to keep it in a good shape, and then give it back to me in the same way that I gave it to you. That's what entails with amanat. These are some of the rights. When it comes to children, children also have rights upon their parents. First, their naming has to be a nice name. Give them a nice name. And some kids, they have really weird names. I don't know where their parents got that from. And some people, even those who are religious, sometimes they give the children like really names that I've never heard of. And when I usually ask, I'm like, how did you get to name your child? And a person says, I open the Quran and the first ayah that comes on the right, the first word, is the name of my son. I'm like, what if turns out to be Fir'aun? Like, what kind of logic is that? So the hadith says that the parents and the children have rights over each other. So the Prophet clearly made a distinction between males and females. He said, if it's a male, first of all, the parent, the father, must choose a good mother for him. One. Two, he must be nice to that mother. He must give him a good name. He must teach him the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He must circumcise him. And he must teach him how to swim. Very simple, very straightforward. Meaning like you need to take care of him physically and you need to take care of him mentally. Okay? And obviously, I'm taking care of his mother. وَإِذَا كَانْتْ أُنْتَ If it is a girl, أَنْ يَسْتَفِرَّ أُمَّهَا Obviously, he has to be nice to her mother. وَيَسْتَحْسَنَ إِسْمَهَا And also to give her a good name. وَيُعَلِّمُهَا سُورَةُ النُّورِ And he has to teach her chapter An-Nur. وَلَا يُعَلِّمُهَا سُورَةُ يُوسُفَ And not to teach her the chapter of Yusuf. وَلَا يُنزِلْهَا الْغُرَفَ And not to put her in a places where usually الغرف back in the day is the places where men and women would gather in the same, like it's a gathering, social gatherings, which we have today. Today, wherever you go, is a غُرْفَ, basically. وَيَجْعَلْ سَرَاحَهَا إِلَى بَيْتِ زَوْجِهَا And then he would take her and get her married. These are the duties of children. Imam Zain al-Abidin salamullah alayhi in his Rusalat al-Huquq, he classifies the rights of the children and amongst of which he says, وَأَمَّا حَقُّ وَلَدِكَ فَأَنْ تَعْلَمْ إِنَّهُ مِنْكَ وَمُضَافٌ إِلَيْكَ فِي عَاجِلِ الدُّنْيَا بِخَيْرِهِ وَشَرَّهِ Is that you have to know when it comes to your child that he's from you and will go back to you in the good and the bad that he does in this world and in the hereafter. So basically, your child is a product of you. Whatever you give it, it will come back and haunt you. If it's good, then it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. This is what an amanah is. Inshallah, we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.